This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Allegations of a massive data breach of genetic information were settled this week. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
The 23andMe breach, first reported in October 2023, affected more than 140,000 Coloradans and 6.9 million people around the globe. Sensitive data like genetic ancestry information was leaked, and in some cases published and sold. As part of the settlement, the 42 on the suit will receive $18 million. Colorado will get a little under $400,000. The company filed for bankruptcy last year. Ava Keon, CPR News.
This weekend, Denver's pro women's soccer team will start playing in a new stadium. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the match on Saturday also marks the debut for a Colorado native on the team.
The Summit will finally take the pitch at their temporary home, Centennial Stadium, after months of construction delays. The team played in front of a record crowd at Empower Field at Mile High for its home opener and the rest of their home matches at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. The match will also be a homecoming for Golden's Lindsey Heaps, the U.S. national team captain who signed with the team after playing in France for the last 4 years.
You can expect the very best Lindsey. I should be raising the standard. That's what they brought me here to do. And hopefully to mesh well with the team and have the team understand how I play, how I am as a leader.
The Summit will play at Centennial Stadium until their permanent home in Denver's Baker neighborhood is built. It's scheduled to open in 2028. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find more news online at cpr.org. At lower elevations in Colorado today, high temperatures are generally in the 90s, in the low to mid 80s in the central mountains.